All right, you guys. It is the Real Lil Benzy Show. And on this episode, I'm trying to make sure that my sound is good. But on this episode, what is this? Third one already? I don't know if I'm going to do this weekly or whatever the case may be, but we'll figure it out. So on this episode, I kind of went onto Instagram and put in my, what is it, story or Insta story or whatever, and asked a couple questions like, what would you like to hear on here? So I'm just going to read and roll off of some of the subjects that people, you know, has. Some of them is extra and some of them is not. But we're going to, it's a mixed crowd. So, well, the first question I'm going to go off of is, well, there's some questions. Okay, we're going to read off this one. This one says, how to keep your relationship private in the social media world we live in now. I'm struggling with it. Well, I don't think it's hard, but it just depends on what y'all situation is. I mean, some people feel like if you don't share them on social media, that y'all not official or whatever the case may be, but that's not. It just depends on the people, because if they feel like you've been sharing everybody else you've been dating and then all of a sudden you don't want to share you, some people have some insecurities, but it also be sneaky people out here, though. It's some people out here that are very sneaky, and some people just, like, need that validation. But people fail to realize that even if somebody share you on social media, they still could be cheating on you. Like, they could still be dogging or clowning you, and now you have an audience of people dogging and clowning you, and you don't even know it because you think you, like, you locked in with this person the whole time. You are not. So, it's kind of, you know, a little messed up. And it's like, I feel like being private helps you, like, get through situations, because if everybody else is in your relationship and giving you advice on a situation that they never been in or not had before or whatever the case may be, then y'all stuck with the outcome, y'all stuck with the result. If you listen to somebody else and they can't tell you a can of paint from a bucket of water, then you really tough, because now you're listening to people that might be just trying to send you off. It's more or less better to solve the situation itself before you get into a position where you might mess up something that could potentially be something long term. So it's like, you know, either get some professional help or just don't put it on social media, because social media right now, or social media even in the past, have been a breeding ground for BS, so keep that in mind. Let's see what else. Someone asked how to be loyal. That's something you gotta want, in my honest opinion. It's something that you gotta want. A lot of people, some people out here do not want that. Me, on the other hand, I just feel like if you can't be loyal to a cause or a person, you can't be loyal to pretty much anything. Like, it's almost a form of, like, dedication, but it's not, like, I feel like it's a form of dedication just because loyalty it doesn't take a lot. I don't know how to explain that, because I just see loyalty as something else. Like, I'm so loyal sometimes, I'm even loyal to, like, my hairdresser or somebody I typically do business with. It's just some people got it and some people don't. And me personally, I don't deal with people that's not loyal, even, you know, regardless if it's like work or, you know, some people, I just feel like if you just disloyal to a lot of things, you'll be disloyal to me. And it's like, I'm not really trying to take that chance. Getting put in a position where I know it would really make me upset. So don't deal with unloyal people. If somebody do some snake shit, you know, don't fuck with them. Simple as that. So somebody asks, witnessing family members or in-laws not clapping for you when you get nice things, all they say is so. Some people are, I mean, it could come from two different ways, but one way that I would see it is they either like jealous or just, you know, on some hating ass shit, because you want somebody to help celebrate with you. Because some people think you celebrating your success is bragging or rubbing it in people's faces, and whole time you might just be trying to celebrate, you know, a little something that you succeeded at. And it's like, bro, everybody not trying to brag or belittle you. Even, you know, some of your family, some people do try to do that just to be doing it. But sometimes it's not even towards you. It could be towards somebody that said they couldn't do it or whatever the case may be. Some people just be jealous of your situation. Like, oh, so you got this. So you doing it. So like, sometimes it'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Or maybe they just feel like your success isn't that exciting, or whatever you got isn't that exciting. It's kind of hard to tell you. Them are just things I've experienced for myself in real life. I guess it only kind of depends on who the person is at hand. Then what else? Somebody said, hustling and business tips. Hustling and business tips depends on your type of hustle and depends on your type of business. Everybody isn't meant to have a business, but a lot of people are meant to have like a hustle, a side hustle. Because in this day and age, one job isn't cutting it anymore. Like, one, you work one job and you know you good there, is not cutting. A lot of people have to get two jobs. Or some people might have to get a job in two or three, four hustles. And it's like, if you want to live a certain type of lifestyle, you have to put in some type of work, or you're gonna have to be able to bring yourself to the next level. And some people be like, oh, well, I was put here and I ain't got treated fair. And I be telling people like, bruh, that's most of us. We gotta get it. If you spend most of your time complaining about how you wouldn't treat her fair or properly or this way and that way, you done wasted all your time that you could have took to not only catch up, but to surpass the individuals that put you behind. And I'm not finna sit here and keep talking about, oh, I'm at the end of the race. No, I'm finna run the race. If anything, I'm finna try to catch up, because that's just how it is. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, move at your own pace, but I'm going to be where I need to be by the time I reach the age that I want to reach when it comes to my life and what my goals are and what I set for myself, my own standards. By the time I reach 30, I want to have residual incomes. I want to be able to have my own properties, my own home, or in the process of getting things like that, because my goals in life isn't to be able to buy this, that, and the third. And no, it's nice to have nice things, but my definition of having nice things is like, I want my own damn property. Like, I want to have my credit sky through the roof. I want to have my business credit sky through the roof. I want to have things that's going to make me money and bring me back money and help fund money. I'm not going to sit around and just waste time, because once you realize that you don't have time, you'll start to appreciate and understand why people are always working or thinking of a way to get ahead. And more or less, not even always having to do with money. My thing is money. I'm not going to lie, because money does make the world go around. But it's certain things that I'm not going to do to get it. But a lot of y'all be like, well, you've done this and you've done that. Yeah, I've done this and I've done that. But that doesn't mean I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. That doesn't mean that. It just means if you cooking a steak and I say medium well, and then turn around, you cook it longer and it's well done, that's two different things. Like, medium and then you got well done, like, that's two different things. People that want their steak cooked with a little bit of pink in the middle, and you got people that want their steak cooked all the way through and brown in the middle. It's two different things. It's like, it's very close together. Don't get me wrong, it's very close together, but it's two different things. And I just be telling people, like, everybody be thinking, I don't know what other people think. Let me go off my assumptions. What I assume other people be thinking is that I don't think about my future and the plans and my layouts. Like, people think I'm just living for the moment, and I'm most definitely not doing that because, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm living for the moment, but I'm not living for the moment without having a plan, something enrolling. A lot of people have gotten accommodated with, if I don't see it on the internet, if I don't see a video, that means you didn't do it or you're not doing it. And people have to understand, just because somebody isn't plastering all over the internet with their next move, it doesn't mean they're not making a move. Doesn't mean that they're not saving. Doesn't mean that they're not doing this. Doesn't mean you only know how much a person is telling you through what they are actually letting y'all be known. And it's like, bro, you can't do that. Like, if you think like that and you move like that, it's going to be like that. And for me, it's like, wait a minute, they only telling this part, but they're not telling the rest of this part. That's how some of y'all fall for the okie doke and everything. And I'm like, I'm not falling for the okie doke. I'm not falling for that. You have to be aware of your surroundings and be aware of a lot of stuff. And a lot of people are not aware of their surroundings and a lot of this stuff. I see stuff differently and I process a little bit differently. So when I tell people, you can have a hustle, but you don't have to, like, cross your boundaries in life to get ahead. Because I know I got a real off topic, but let me shorten that up to basically saying that you don't have to break your codes to get ahead in life. It just take longer. It's probably going to take longer. You trying to do it without this handicap, without this crutch, without this shortcut, without this help, or without this access, is going to take longer. And some people eventually get tired and give up because they're tired of working towards that. Some people might get extra help, get a shortcut, or whatever the case may be, but sometimes you have to really put in that work. Even with me right now and me doing my podcast, I'm putting in the work. I want to do this, and I want to be at least like, I tried it, I didn't have a feel for it, or I tried it and I love doing it. You have to do it, even if nobody's listening or paying attention or doing it. You have to do it, because eventually zero people listening might go to one person, or one person might go to four, and four people might go to 10. You don't know. But at the same time, you have to put in that work. You want your stuff heard, you want your music heard, you want your clothes seen. You have to put in that work. And I'm not just talking about the generic, oh, I did this and I did that and I did this. No, you literally have to put in extra work, overtime, creativity. You have to put that in order to get what you really want out of it. And some people be like, oh, I'm doing this. Okay, you're doing it, but you're not doing it hard enough. You're not doing it enough. Like, even with me, I'm like, dang, I should be here. But then I sit down and I write down and be like, oh, snap. Well, I could be doing this. I could be adding this. I could be learning how to do this. Like, I see a list of stuff that I need to really, like, stamp down and, like, really get firm on to really get where I need to go. And I'm just like, okay, it's hard. It's hard being disciplined. It's hard trying to, like, really do something you want to do on top of making sure you pay bills. And people don't understand that some people are working jobs right now that they're miserable at. That contributes to them, like, just saying, fuck life. Like, and I've worked jobs like that. I used to work jobs that I love to work. But eventually, over time, it'd be like you giving yourself to a job that replaced you in a couple days. And some people, that's just how life is. Somebody got to do the work around here. I'm not saying everybody can be a CEO and everything. One thing people have to fail to realize, the world goes round and round, and people have their positions in life regardless of how y'all see them. But that doesn't mean you treat them any less as a human, because somebody has to do those little jobs. But if you or at a point in your life where just you ain't got the extra money and stuff, you're going to have to find a hustle, whether it's making chicken plates, washing clothes, cleaning tennis shoes, watching kids, dog sitting, whatever the case may be, you got to find your little bit of help. You got to find your little bit of hustle, because it's not going to come, it's not going to always come easy. It's not going to always come easy, like, because it was a point where I never thought about being an entertainer and being where I'm at now, because I work in a regular job. I wasn't thinking about dancing. I was thinking about getting another CNA job and trying to make it work and work overtime. And some people don't have that freedom or that extra, you know, oomph to do that. And I'm not saying this for everybody. And I'm not saying that everybody should go out and dance and make money. Leading to my next topic, somebody was asking me to talk about basically the other side of being an entertainer. Somebody was asking me, could I explain that? Because a lot of people are sitting here, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but a lot of people, regular people, don't understand or respect the other, you know, being an entertainer. And I say that loosely, like dancing in general. They don't understand, because it's a whole nother world they own. I'm gonna explain it a little bit. But basically, it's two sides to being an entertainer. There's one side where you see the money, the people you meet, the platform, the rock star lifestyle, the money. And you see a lot of stuff. You see a lot of things. And that stuff can be glamorous and fun and lit and all of that. It can be all of that. But what people fail to realize, that some people that are entertainers, some people are suffering from anywhere from depression, drug abuse, alcoholism, a lot of other things. And it's not always glamorous because of the environment that the woman works in. And before anybody try to butt in and be like, oh, that's y'all fault, y'all gotta... Look, man, ain't nobody asked you to be a dick, okay? Simple as that. Don't nobody want to hear y'all dick-ass responses. Because everybody got to do what they got to do to get out here and got to eat, okay? And it's simple as that. Everybody got roles in life. So, it can be very difficult, and it can be very wear and tear on the mental and the body. And it's a fantasy when it comes down to being an entertainer, because that's the job. But what people fail to realize is it's like a costume. Some of us wear that costume to work because that's our job. And once we done, we take that costume off, that uniform off. And what people fail to realize, on my application, some things that y'all think we supposed to do is not, we not doing. Like, it's been times where y'all got to understand, being entertaining, you have to pay these clubs to dance. You don't just come up in there with some Victoria's Secret underwear and some goddamn Ross Dress for Less wedges, and you going to make $2,000 in one night. It doesn't work like that. And I'm not saying it's not possible, but I'm telling you right now, it does not work like that, especially how things have been going. Like, in being a dancer, entertainer has gone down these last few years. I've only been doing it for a few years, but having the privilege to be around women that's been in the game since 2005, I've been told stories otherwise, legendary stories or whatever the case may be. But hearing those stories to now, it's like women are just like, it's crazy. Because back in the day, you know, they explained to me that it was more money back in the day when it is now, because a lot of people respected the hustle back then, you know, because it was more tabooic and it was more sinister or whatever the case may be, whatever words you want to use. It was just something that nobody really just did. And now with speeding it up some years, it's like I've had people be like, oh, everybody's becoming a dancer, everybody's doing it, everybody. And I'm like, that's cool and all, but y'all gotta understand that the market has been oversaturated, and now it's like, it's almost like people gotta fail to realize that it's not like back in the day where the money was coming. It's a lot of people that were spending money are either locked up, gone, or some people just not spending their money no more. And it's not easy. It's not easy thinking that you're just going to get it that easy. Some people have to build up a clientele. Some people have to be in the trap every day. Some people have to be physically fit, attractive, whatever the case may be. And some women are just in the middle and they got to work. They got to shake what they got. They got to do what they got to do. And it'd be like, people be thinking, oh, well, confidence is key when being an entertainer. Don't get me wrong. Confidence is key. Confidence can get you some extra dollars. But you also have to understand being an entertainer is basically you have to look the part. People don't understand that with us, some of us selling a fantasy or a lifestyle, you want him to spend money, you got to look like money. A lot of the time, I spend money to look like money or whatever the case may be. And some people don't get that. And people think that, oh, I could just dance and this and that and just make money. You might get lucky. You might do that and you might get lucky and you might get some money. I remember the first time I did it, the first 3 weeks, I did not make a fucking dime. Nothing. It wasn't ugly. You know, I was chunky or whatever, but the first 3 weekends, I didn't make anything, not a dime. And it was I've never been to a strip club before then, so it was like, oh, snap, like, what am I supposed to do? And it was when one of the managers was like, this ain't like the movies. You gotta work. You gotta talk. You got to do something to get your money. And after watching a lot of the older women, or I call them OGs, dance, work, socialize, what I was willing to do, what I wasn't willing to do, what I was going to tolerate when I wasn't going to tolerate, I figured that out pretty fast. Like, with the club, some people endure a lot of, you know, embarrassment or harassment just to get a couple dollars or case may that. Whatever the case may be, I've dealt with it. I've been dirty, but only to a certain level. Some people go to full length, and I'm not. Like, I've had people throw bricks of money at me before, slap me in the face with money. I've had people smack me hard as hell. I've dealt with that, but it be to the point where I get to the point where I don't deal with that. When I'm in the club, I move a certain type of way to, like, don't try that with me. Cause I will get down with you, and I be wanting to turn up, and I don't have a problem with none of that. But sometimes some people come in there to humiliate and have somebody beneath them, so they think coming to the club, tipping the entertainer a couple dollars is making them feel powerful and strong. Like, oh, my life is not being an entertainer ain't bad unless you're in a bad position. And that's where the waters get to testing you, or you get tested in a position. You be like, man, what am I going to do? Or how am I going to do about this? Like, what is going to really test you? And at one point it was like, I was kind of let down when I transferred to that side of life, because coming from a lifestyle where I was working multiple jobs and being a college student, and I had a different type of respect, it was messed up. Like, it felt so wrong because I didn't change who I was. Like, my energy, my personality, my respect for people, all of that didn't change. It was just the image of me that changed. And because of the image of me that changed, a lot of people changed their level of respect. And that was one thing I just couldn't vibe with. So I've always been a person that wanted to keep respect, and because I'm big on respect. Like, if you can't respect me, we don't need to be doing business. We don't need to be talking. We don't need to be doing any of that. People fail to realize that there's people out here. I have cut people off that could probably change my life, but the level of disrespect I can't deal with. I missed out probably on some good opportunities because I didn't allow people to disrespect me. You gotta understand, once somebody disrespects you, it's like, bro, you testing my strength in life, and I'm not going. I'm not going. I've cut off some people I've worked with because of level of respect. And I don't play them games. People think it's a game out here. Like, I'm not playing with folks. You have to start demanding stuff for yourself. And I'm not saying you got to be rude or you got to talk down on the next person or hurt the next person or anything. Whatever the case may be. But what I tell people is I keep the same energy in real life. I keep that same energy in real life. That's what people fail to realize. I'm not finna be out here like, oh, well, you dance. Oh, I mean, okay, that's a hustle. That ain't no different, no drug dealer, no scammer, none of that. I ain't hurt nobody, okay? If somebody wanna spend their hard-earned cash on me, you can't be mad at somebody because you don't value me like that. I have to tell people that people don't value entertainers, and that's cool. I'm not saying value me all like this is the best job ever or value me because, oh, feel sorry for me. No, it's the fact that I'm still human. I still have emotions. But some of you guys forget that. Y'all forget that people have to be hustlers and have to do some jobs to get up higher. Sometimes you have to be the worker to tell if you're ready to be the boss or the CEO. If you don't know how the worker feels, I don't want you as my boss because you will have no sympathy or empathy for your employees. And that's just how it is. That's how I feel about it anyway. So some of y'all just be oblivious to some things. Oblivious. And I'll be like, that ain't a way to live. Being oblivious to a lot of situations is not a way to live. I tell people all the time, like, be aware of what's going on. Because at the end of the day, you can't do anything about nobody else's situation but you. And I had to learn that the hard way. Like, I can't do nothing about nobody else. I can't, you know, I can't control nobody else. It is what it is. So I control me. I do me. I work up on me. And it's simple as that. A lot of people hate that I can do me. Like, I'm doing a podcast, bro. I done so many different things in my life. Like, people don't understand everything I've done, I'm not going to regret whatsoever. I'm not going to regret it. And it's like, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with reworking or getting where I need to be or where I want to be. And I have to start over. I'm cool with that because I know I got the work ethic to get where I need to be and where I want to be. I got the hustle. I know if I work hard enough, I'm going to get what I want. But I have to put in time. I got to punch the clock. I have to put some effort into something if I want to see what I want to see. And some people don't be wanting to do that work. They don't want to put their dedication in. I'm dedicated to whatever I do. Eventually, I do get bored of certain things and I just chill. Or I'm just testing out to see where I want to be in life. You got to understand, I still don't know what I want to do with my life. I don't know what I want to spend the rest of my life doing. Maybe I'm going to spend the rest of my life doing a million and one things and who knows what. But at least I have backup plans. At least I have stuff in play just in case if something doesn't work out. So I live my life the way I live because I'm enjoying it and I'm also good. I'm okay. I'm going to make it through another day. But I'm also working on new ways to make sure I make it through some more years, because everybody not blessed like that. And this generation is sad because people forget that. They forget people weren't blessed their hands. People forget they weren't blessed in certain households or blessed with certain information or help. People forget that. And I just think people should really get back to what it is. Like, everybody don't have an advantage or a disadvantage, but you make the best out of your situation. And that's all you really can do is make the best out of your situation. But I know for a fact over here that I'm able to work, I'm able to learn, I'm able to grow, I'm able to build. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get where I need to be in life. If y'all can't, I wish you the best of luck, because it's life. But I'm going to go ahead and cut this podcast. We about 30 minutes in. I'm still playing around with the times and what sounds good. Should I have a long one? Should I have a short one? But but I do appreciate you guys for listening in. It's episode 3. And as I said, I appreciate you guys. You can find me on YouTube under the Real Lil Benzy channel. You can find a lot of my social media links on www.lulbenzy.com. And you can go there and find a lot of my links. So I will see you guys next time.